This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
You are listening to Pets and Punchlines with Dr. Lisa and Richie Redding. We're pretty sure it's the only pet and comedy podcast with a practicing veterinarian and her comedian boyfriend. Listen every week to hear hilarious comedians talking about the adorable pets they love and getting real veterinary advice. So sit back and say, ruff! Here are the hosts of our show, Dr. Lisa and Richie Redding.
Pets and Punchlines.
Hello, and welcome to Pets and Punchlines.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Richie Redding. This is my wonderful doctor girlfriend.
That's right, Dr. Lisa.
Yes, Dr. Lisa Lippman, literally in our own house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Love it.
And
Love it.
We have joining us a very good friend of mine, comedian Rob Stapleton.
Yes, I'm here. I made it to the show. Thank you.
And his lovely new wife.
Yay.
Yes. Yay. Hey. Chastity.
Hello.
Hey, Chas.
And
we're married, man.
We are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Almost 3 months now.
Yeah. And on a podcast. Wow, was that 3 months?
Almost.
Wow, because we were at the wedding. So now, beautiful, gorgeous, hilarious.
It was a fantastic wedding.
Just imagine being at a comedian's wedding. I mean, I'll never know. But
it took a lot of maturity from the entire crowd during the ceremony itself, because the pastor or the minister
kept
saying Chastity's name wrong in the greatest way possible.
And she was so worried about that.
Prior
to the ceremony,
how did you take
she was
it?
So worried
how,
about it.
How did you?
I only heard her say it once wrong.
For the listeners back at home, how would you say she said that your name wrong?
Oh, okay.
Well, her name is Chastity, but she kept calling it Chastity.
It
got worse each
that's
time.
That's not what I heard.
It just
no,
getting
worse. What stands out to me was Chaz Titty.
That's definitely what we heard.
Yeah, I think by the second or third time, we got a couple of titties.
Yeah.
Medically speaking.
And it was such a great sermon that she was giving. It was such a great talk about you guys, but she was just in this downward spiral of every time Titty just came out harder.
Wow.
Chad.
It's funny because at that part, I know I wanted to turn around and go like this to everybody.
Right?
Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah, but you took it so graciously. Like when, you know, some people, you know, if like, they call me Mrs. instead of doctor or their client or, you know, it can get a little, you know, so I can't, you know, at your what you took it very graciously.
I was in the moment.
I love it.
So that's interesting because I always think that's funny when someone has a doctor and whether to call them Miss or doctor or just Lisa.
Oh, interesting. I never thought of it like that. Like maybe you're thinking about it rather
it's
than.
It's sort of like when you're at a good friend's house and their parent is around and you don't know what to call their parent. Like, hey, Miss Richardson or hey, or you just make eye contact before you talk.
That's a safe thing to do, I guess.
I'm quicker to give people the doctor for you than you are, but it's just to be a jerk on my end.
Yeah, I'm really
doctor.
Except in the clinic or like when somebody's making an appointment, I just think it can be just not what I would do, but it is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm quick to tell like my staff or my friends or whatever, not
go.
To call me.
Mm-hmm.
Not yeah, oh. Lisa. But I mean
but
just in a clinic
on the
setting.
Other hand.
In a clinic setting, I think. And so at your wedding, when you're saying your name, like that kind of a thing, when
Lisa,
somebody gets something wrong.
Did you know that the
that her name was Chastity?
That Betty Sue. my mom you haven't met my parents, right? My mom is
we have been calling her Chastity.
Is she not the most innocent person that you've ever
mm-hmm,
met? Like
mm-hmm.
you know, she's 66 little white lady. She goes to church twice a week because they're not open every day. Never curses ever. Somehow, when I was like 5 years old, by way of cats, we had cats that were born, and somehow my dad comes home and I was like, Titty. And he's like, how did you learn that word? Like, mommy told me? Like, what? So, to this day, like, if I ever curse in the house, my dad will just look at my mom like, Titty.
You brought that in our home.
Yeah, it all started with
you,
devil woman. But yeah, so I'm so psyched that you guys are here, and we did have an absolute ball at your wedding. Felt very white. Felt very white.
It, like, it was great.
Yeah, the dance when you guys came in for your dance just crushed it.
Not more than those little kids, though. Yeah, those twins.
The picture that you sent me was great. God, let me see something that we didn't see.
Yeah.
We still didn't get our video yet. We
get
our video
back video like
in another 2 weeks.
Week.
All right. Well, something to celebrate
again.
Don't
pay
again
up front. me and Lisa were right by the door, and it turned out it was Coco Brown's son, but you know, it was these two little knee-high kids, and the one kid just had the eye
of the tiger. You sent me the picture. I knew right away. He was
like,
ready.
Yeah, he's just rocking back and forth, like looking through his eyebrows, like, I'm finna crush this.
I wish everybody could see.
The funny part about it was during the ceremony, you know, kids would be kids. They were just doing their own thing. Like, while we were getting married, they were impatient. They were playing with the leaves and rose petals and stuff. So when we got to that part where we were being introduced to the first time as a married couple, we didn't know what they were going to do. We didn't know where they were going to go with it, but
they
were ready. Like, they came out dancing and ready, you know. So that was good.
Crushed it.
That was good.
But so let's get to the point of this whole thing. It's Pets and Punchlines. I mean, I'm going to say the most established comic that we've had on the show.
Yeah. Right? Rob Stapleton, everybody.
Yeah.
Google now.
Yeah, nationwide headliner. Taught me a lot about performing and the comedy game itself. So we'll always be grateful to you for that.
Thank you, Rich.
And,
thank you, man.
And so glad that you guys are in. And I think more than ever.
His smart, accomplished wife.
Yes.
Also a doctor.
We have an attorney and a doctor.
That's right.
Juris doctorate.
A juris doctorate. That's right. I appreciate.
Rob taught me everything I know about outreaching myself in terms of the ladies I pursue. So,
including the dog. Including the dog.
But yeah, I think now more than ever is when we need a hard-hitting political podcast such as Pets and Punchlines.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot we were going
never
there.
Never too soon.
I forgot.
No, it's so funny that I have literally been watching more, like, kitten and puppy videos in the last week just because, like, I mean, having it on CNN just makes me want to eat a bullet right now. And, like, even SportsCenter isn't safe. So I came on this thing.
What you got here, man?
Cat that lives with show horses and walks like this. Right?
Right.
So, hold on to your judgment for a second, Lisa.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Wow.
So it's just this kitten that lives in a horse barn and walks and dressage walks. So it's like, well, this is something we can all get behind being adorable. Until,
but not everybody.
Yeah, of course. So the first thing that I see is some guy complains about it, and then somebody's like, "You sound like a typical Trumpy. Go jump in a lake.
Oh,
let the cat
God.
Out of it."
That's funny. So like, cat video.
So, like, yeah, we can't even as a country right now be nice to each other.
Can't even come on together on our pets.
Yeah, but then so what? Okay, so I as a total you know, uninformed person, I'm like, okay, it's just an adorable cat imitating a horse.
And I think most people think that, but, you know, some people are arguing that it's like,
this
you know,
kitty
the cat could have a neurological disorder and it's not funny.
Most likely
and
a victim of cerebral hypoplasia, which is a neurological disease. It affects the nervous system of the cat. It can vary from high stepping like this kitty to severe forms of head bobbling, inability to walk
or move. Clearly his quality of life.
Somebody put that
on
that somebody.
That,
yeah,
I mean, people
comment.
Are arguing that, that he's got
just
like a disorder and it's not funny and we're making fun of him.
These people hate
that was like research or something.
No.
But I mean, from a comedic perspective, if your cat is going to have something
neurological.
I mean,
I know plenty of veterinarians who think it's adorable. I mean, clearly the cat seems happy and healthy and bright and alert and his quality of life is likely not affected. He's doing everything he needs to do.
So you're saying
to live
you don't think it has anything to do with.
I think he could potentially have a slight mild neurologic disorder, but not one
but
in
you don't
that
think
video
he's like,
that
ooh,
I
look
think
at
is,
me, I'm a horse.
Yeah, no, I don't think he thinks he's a horse. Yeah.
Dr. Lisa Lippman, folks. She
weighs in.
Your
bubble. I burst
ruins
your bubble every
fun.
Day, honey.
Can you tell me I can't. Like,
by the way, nobody is addressing, although I see them looking, that I am babying the dog right now. I am holding a bone for her so that she can chew at it so she doesn't
she
cry
is
at us
getting
during
at
the
it.
Podcast. Well, she likes it when I hold it for her.
Yes, this is.
If I were to drop it, she wouldn't do it.
It's like me when I finish a ribeye.
When I hold it for her.
So we are speaking, of course, of Chloe, our beloved Rhodesian Ridgeback.
She's
and we
cutest.
Stayed with Lisa's friend Barb.
Love you, Barb.
At
the
a full-on Ridgeback rescue. There's three dogs in the house.
There's now four. The day after we left, there
God.
Were four. Amazing.
So apparently,
I think you mean, oh my God, amazing.
Oh my God, they're so lucky. Ridgebacks are notorious, I guess. I didn't realize how much for the whining. You guys saw some of it.
Uh-huh.
Like for the.
Oh, she whined when there were cheese on the table.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Imagine that times four, and a lot of them are twice the size of Chloe.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I was making an omelet, and this dog that's just a dude just came, like, came up to the counter and was like, no, my omelet. Like, oh. You right.
Twice as big, man?
Yeah, like $1.20.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. She's 65, 66. They can get it up to $1.20, $1.25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a dude.
Wow.
That's a full-on dude.
That's security.
But yeah, okay. So, let's give us your brief background with pets, you guys. What do you?
Okay,
well, I grew up with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks before I was born, my parents bought a German Shepherd named. They named him Kilo.
Just when you were still in St. Louis, and you was in St. Louis.
Shut the front door. In the 70s, your parents
you know, that's
had a
funny.
Dog
I
named
just,
Kilo.
I just had. I've had
yes,
dogs named.
His name is Kilo.
Named spelled K-I-K-E. And
oh.
But I think it's supposed to be it's Kike. I think it's
Spanish. No, hot dog was used to transport cocaine. Back in the early.
Let's get real here. Right, that's right.
That was a stash house
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. Not to detract
okay,
from
that. Okay, so you had Kilo.
Yes, we had Kilo, and then we had Missy.
Did you ask
Missy
them though ever why? Like really, why did they name?
No,
the
I never
dog?
Did.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, I never did.
Okay.
So
but we had Kilo until I was, we both were 14, and then he passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is still in St. Louis, right? That was before New York?
Well, started in St. Louis, and then right. we moved to New York with Kilo.
Okay.
Okay, and then you went
and
with
then,
significantly less tough-looking dog. You went poodle after that?
Well, no. My mom had a poodle, Missy, and my mm-hmm. father's dog was Kilo.
My grandmother so. Had a toy poodle named Sissy. Oh, no, Prissy. Prissy.
Oh, Prissy.
Yeah. Yeah, tough to walk down the street with Prissy. Losing all your thug points. If you Yo, Prissy, get him.
I grew up in the Bronx, and I don't know how. One day we ended up with a dog. Where I lived, it kind of just happened like
that's
that.
That's how it happened.
You were playing one day, and you come up with a pet. Randomly,
yeah.
Happened like that, and I had a dog, and I this dog, we lived in an apartment then, and we couldn't keep the dog for too long. My father tried to let me keep the dog for a while. I wasn't trying to walk the dog or do any of the
sure.
things you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And,
yeah, I'll take care of it, Dad.
Right.
Nah.
This dog was crazy. When I hate to say that, but this dog really was something was missing. There. I don't even know what breed it was.
Like a yard.
It was just dog, right?
Yeah.
So we end up giving, long story short, we end up giving the dog to my grandfather. My grandfather lived in the Bronx also. And my grandfather was a man that whenever my father got around, I never seen my father turn into a little boy except when he was around his father.
Uh-huh.
So we
really?
Would give him, this was the only time. So I always liked going to my grandfather's house because my father would conform a whole other way that I didn't see him. Like, oh, like you're going to get trouble. Like, it's almost as if you could get trouble like I would, right? So the scary part about it is the dog's name was Satan, right? My grandfather named the dog Satan.
Satan?
And I realized.
Wait, how?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. But his name was Satan, right? And I found out why. Because whenever we went to my grandfather's house, it wasn't just us. It was like my cousins, which my father's brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
would bring the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go in the house and make us stay outside. But Satan chased us around the house until we would run to be able to jump on a porch.
Mm.
And it wasn't fun. It was real, like this dog would really like bite us. And we would like, run to the house and try to tell them. If when you at the wedding, if I would introduce you to my cousins, that this they would probably start crying again at their memory.
Oh my god!
It was like, like that for traumatic. Comedic purposes. Yeah. I'm not just saying this.
There's like your Sandlot dog, basically.
So, exactly. Oh, yeah. And I don't even think I really told you.
No, maybe, you never told me about
and it was just you would run to get on the porch, and we would go
the
back
things
in the
you
house,
learn on Pet
and
Pet
we would
Pet
be
Shine.
So nervous and try to tell them they would just kick us back out again. So, and the other side of the house, he had a peach tree, right, and the peaches would fall. And it was just mushy peaches with worms in that area. And this area was dry, and it was where the dog was. So we had to pick our poison of which one did we want to go through. not peaches, pears.
Okay.
Or deal with the dog. And his dog name was Satan, man. And Satan, they said that they was giving him gunpowder or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I that was like a Bigfoot story. I didn't believe that part of it. Like,
yeah,
who does
I mean, that was supposedly something people used to do to give to make dogs more aggressive.
Yeah. But at that time, I was like, what, 8? So I didn't know if it was true or not. Yeah, but it was
the 70s. Wow. It was a whole different time.
It was when Kilo was around.
Yeah.
She had a Kilo. Yes. I had a Satan.
I used to have a pit bull mix when I was living in Philly, and it was the friendliest dog, but it had, like, the only thing that was really pit about it was that, like, the back legs were like the shoulder stroll, you know?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
And like, the wrong people would always think that she was a pit, and I'd, like, embrace that, you know? Yeah. So, like, if I was ever walking by, like, some shady-looking dudes, I would give her, like, a little tug and be like, Satan, no! Like, dudes would just jump back.
Satan, you're like, what?
Yeah, no, it's Daisy is, like, who's this Satan person? You got some treats for me or what, bro?
I got Satan in my head now.
All right, cool. So we've got your background as pet people. This is good.
I love it.
We're still figuring out our formula, so.
Oh, wait, I got to throw the other story in. So after that we ventured from the dog, we realized we wouldn't do the dog again. So later on, we got a cat. I was playing outside again. Mm-hmm. Came in the house with a cat, with a kitten. That's how we did it.
I love your love of animals. That's
yeah,
I mean,
no
you
one
love
went
them,
to
clearly.
ASPCA back in that time.
That's the true SPCA. That's where it begins, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah,
but they don't have to get there, all the better.
Yeah, he found this cat that they named Evil Personified.
Yes, and then he took it to the vet and made sure it was healthy.
I remember this cat. The cat name was Myrna. And a funny story about cats.
Myrna, that's a great name.
That's short for
this
murderer.
This is a good, bad story. Myrna was a good cat, you know, would play around and stuff. And Myrna had an untimely demise.
Oh.
One day.
Are we going to have to edit this, Rob?
Was this supposed to be a funny story?
I know. Just give you my history.
Yeah.
So one day we were in the house looking for Myrna, and it was like, I like to play, and I couldn't find Myrna. And I was looking around like, where's Myrna? Mm-hmm. And I realized that Myrna used to love birds. Whenever birds landed on the windowsill, would love it. And I forgot to close the window. Somebody did, and it was a bird, and Myrna fell out the window.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's actually a good, you know, that has a...
There's a teachable moment.
Myrna didn't die in vain here, right? There's a teachable moment because people don't think people let their cats out on balconies or they leave their windows open they just think like cats know and cats have their balance, but that's absolutely not true. So thank you for that teachable moment and thank you to, you know, Myrna didn't die in vain there. So.
Thank you, Myrna. Rest in peace, homie. Gone but not forgot.
That's
you
right.
Mean?
That's right. Yeah. With a great name.
This is Pets in the South Bronx.
that's the
spinoff of this show.
Most y'all ain't gonna make it.
Keep your windows closed.
Cautionary.
These are animals who made it through hip hop.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, they made it past 87 when crack hit the cat community. I'm just surprised Myrna could make its get its head through the bars on the windows. You know.
this is 2 years before air conditioning.
Oh man!
Wow,
dude, I had a neighbor that it was. I lived in this like real blue collar area in Philly. This dude, he saw somebody trying to steal the air conditioner out of this old lady's window, like on the first floor. It was like a famous thing in the neighborhood because the guy came out. He came running out. He was like half asleep. He comes out in his tighty whities and he just finger gunned the guy. He just put up the finger guns. Freeze, mother effer! And the dude like dropped the air conditioner and ran down the street. King of the under. Yeah, fell for the finger gun. But that is not pet related. Let's get to Frisky.
Frisky.
We met Frisky.
Star of the show.
Yeah.
Frisky, also my patient.
Yeah.
Really good
cat. I was surprised that Rob was a cat guy.
Yeah, yes, tell, yes, it's tell, funny. You so tell us about Frisky from your
when we first started dating, right? We had
a beautiful.
Yeah, Webb wasn't a beautiful. Wasn't a cat guy at all. She said she had a cat, and you know, I got to meet the cat, and the cat was so much bigger than I thought. The cat. I thought little king. It was like a full blown mountain lion.
He's a sizable cat.
But yes. One thing I found out that. Frisky wasn't used to me being at the house, you know. So, you know, it was like, okay. And I was...
His house, basically.
Yeah, it was pretty much his territory.
He's the king of
the house. It was his domain. But one thing I realized was that the more time that I gave Frisky and tried to just build a relationship, that, you know, if you're not a regular pet owner, you realize that you have to build a relationship with an animal.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, it's a communication. They understand much more than what you think that they do when you don't think that they do, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I was checking your math there. Yeah.
And okay. I got that from learning from you, but I'll let you say a little bit more from how you saw it on your side there.
Well, first, you want me to tell you how I...
Yeah.
Came about.
Sure.
How having Rob a relationship with
Frisky.
Yeah.
With Frisky, I was always a dog person my whole life. I've always loved dogs, and
respect.
I actually used to say that I hated cats. I didn't like cats at all. I didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
And an ex-boyfriend one day brings me a kitten. He's like, I have a surprise for you. I'm like, what? It's a kitten, and it was Frisky. So at first... He's so, looking at me like...
Now, Rob is kind of making that ex-boyfriend face right now.
Frisky's dead.
The only thing he was good for.
Frisky's gone. Nuts.
So, I literally knew nothing about cats. I mean, five minutes later, I went on Facebook and I said, all right, I have a cat. What do I do?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about
cat
litter.
Yeah, it's like having a little alien, you know, in your house when you don't know. Right.
Yeah, I didn't know about cat
litter.
I
have to have like one of every animal because if, you know, if I'm going to treat it or I'm going to know about it, that's what I feel like I need to have one because, you know, having them is really knowing so much about them. So.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so if, you didn't know what to feed it. How
I did not know.
If left to her own devices, Dr. Lisa would have way more animals than when Richie's
we
here.
We are in a New York City apartment.
I get a text at least once a week with a picture of something like, do we want it?
Do we need?
Yeah, do we need?
Do we need?
I'm holding out for a pit bull dachshund mix. That's
need?
The only other.
You're on right for it.
They're hilarious. Yeah, the sight gag. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get Frisky.
Yeah, and I had no idea that cats had, well, he has a very, he has an attitude, basically. He has an attitude problem at times. I had no idea that cats were like that.
Uh-huh.
And it took a while for me to, I guess I'd say, love him. Like, I grew to like him, and I took care of him, but eventually it was just like, I love him. And now I can say, all right, I love cats.
Okay. Yeah, I like that story. I like where that went and that, you know, Rob wasn't necessarily a cat guy. But I do find that when people don't, when they say that they don't like them, they're really just not comfortable with them. They really just don't know cats. Like, they have to, you know, they're really very different. They're...
I freeze. Like, so. Cats just sense my body language. And I'm like, oh, my God, don't scratch
my
eyes out.
You're afraid of them. It's not that you don't like them, but there's really
nothing better than
a good cat.
Part of the... relationship was part, like, you know, when we started dating and we moved in and, you know, we knew we were going to be together. It was parts of, like, the shedding of the hair. Like, if you didn't have an animal
that's
or a pet for
excuse.
A while, then you have to deal with everything that you do with your clothes. And sometimes I have a gig and I have to get dressed real quick.
Outfit is complete without cat hair now.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know,
Lisa thinks it's like pearls.
Yeah.
Just an accessory for a city girl on the go.
Lucky for you. Yep. Okay.
So I that was one of the things that you just learned that you just deal with. You know what I mean? But as I got to build my relationship more with Frisky, I started realizing Frisky's characteristics, and he's just so too cool.
He is so
like
cool.
I would see how cool Frisky was, and like I would throw a ball.
He's cool,
and Frisky would. Act like he would want to run for it, like take a quick move and then look at me and go, thought you got me, huh? So I was like, this is a black cat. Like, he was just like too cool. It was like
he's orange,
he wasn't
by the way.
Latino. He wasn't a white. He wasn't
no, he
Asian.
Is a black cat. He's a black city cat.
It's just the way he is. Like, I do this thing with him even to this day where I do this cool thing where I come around, I peek around a wall. And like, see, if he's in the living room and I'm coming from the bathroom, I peek around the wall and he looks and sees me and I go lower and lower like I'm about to attack him. And he's just always so cool with it. He's looking at me like this. What you want to do?
I wish you would.
I wish you would. Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
cool.
So Frisky's just too cool. Yeah. It's just like he's smart. He's very, very smart. Very, very smart.
That's close. Oh, yeah. Chloe's very upset.
Chloe's legendary whimpering coming in there.
He's really cool with his urbanness.
And he tells you like, "Yo, you better close that window."
Yeah, he's just like,
I ain't going out like Myrna. You hear?
he's just real cool. Like he just won't. Like he'll hold his ground. But then at the same time, he's scared. Like if the super ever has to come to the apartment, he runs under the bed. For some reason, the super makes too much noise when he has to come.
Because he has to repair.
He's coming with tools and stuff, and Frisky wants nothing to do with that.
Well, that makes sense.
He didn't want any parts of Dr. Lisa.
Well, he just didn't come. He was just laying in bed, right?
He knew something was up.
No, that was hilarious.
Because he never does that.
He never does that. He didn't even peek to see who was coming one time.
He didn't run and hide.
He never, ever does that.
Robbie broke out the can of tuna. Nothing. That's the big gun.
The can of tuna. Yeah. He didn't even come.
Nope.
I mean, that was like, I mean, we don't have guests every day, but when people do come.
Usually
he's very nosy.
As soon as he hears the intercom, he waits at the door for who's coming.
Yeah.
Or they ring the doorbell. He just waits, you know, the whole thing. And you know, he just didn't come. It was just like.
Right.
You guys did eventually draw blood, right? Like, he knew the score.
Yeah.
That falls in.
He didn't like it. You guys were troopers.
That lines up with your theory and my theory that I've always said that black people have a better danger instincts than we do.
Dang.
Frisky.
Frisky was like, nope. And he held out. He said, he kept asking in the back, y'all got a whole can of tuna out there?
Yeah.
Is it a whole can?
So you got three random white people here and a can of tuna. Well, this is how they got Myrna, son.
He said, this is how we lost Manhattan.
Yeah. Hearing from the ghost of Satan and Kilo. Yo, that white people were drawing blood, son. Oh, for a second, I was afraid this wasn't going to devolve into racial humor.
Maybe we need to change the name.
Pets and Punchlines. But so what happened with?
And I found out Frisky never filed taxes, so he is. He's never filed taxes.
Frisky, you got how many kids?
We got served with papers a couple weeks ago. Frisky, you ain't saying nothing.
Only this for my podcast.
he said, them kids ain't mine.
There's exactly one half of this table that's having fun right now. It's the ones that don't have all that extra schooling.
But, what it is, Lisa.
I'm here.
She's professionally detaching right now so as not to get blogged about. So what is the what happened? Frisky's good now?
Oh, yeah. So I saw Frisky. Boy, we should just qualify. I saw Frisky for chronic vomiting.
Right.
And so we had taken some blood work. He hadn't seen a vet in about a year. We'd taken some blood work. Some basic blood work and... And then discussed a few different things that we could do for him. And one of those things that we eventually decided on was a food change. So we tried one food change, what was called a hydrolyzed diet, which he didn't love.
He
did
not like it at
all.
He
stopped eating it. Okay. So then we recommended what's called a novel protein diet. So how'd he do? Which is where we're at right now. So how did we do with a novel protein diet?
Can you tell us what is novel protein diet?
A novel protein diet is a protein that the animal's never seen before. So, for example, something like in this case was rabbit.
Yes,
so,
rabbit
and so the rabbit he's never been exposed to before. So you take that, and you hope that his body won't recognize that protein and won't essentially a mount an immune response to it. So he won't have a reaction to it. So, okay, so how's he doing on the...
Okay. So
I'm trying to get a bone for the dog. Sorry, I got a little distracted.
It's okay. So Frisky's been on that diet now for 2 weeks.
Great.
The very first day that I gave him the food, he vomited.
Okay.
That evening. Mm-hmm. And after that, he was good.
After that, he was really good.
He, yeah. Until about an hour ago.
Yeah, to today.
I walked the room and there was vomit all over the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks and he's
been
eating
it. Exactly 2 weeks
and
today.
I think that was hilarious. The day that like,
we were coming to see you. Well, it always happens that way. Or they get better. Well, what I'd say to that is that, you know, I don't know, we talked about that it can take several weeks to know if the diet's going to work. So it can take about 8 to 12 weeks to know if the diet's going to be effective. So I definitely would still hold out hope for the diet. So it's been, and he was vomiting like, vomiting like once a week.
About once a week. Sometimes even twice a week.
Multiple times a week, right? Twice. So it sounds like he's gone two weeks without vomiting on this food. So that's great. It's so, really I mean, good. The first day doesn't really kind of even count.
Right.
Especially if we switch. Did you switch his food slowly or did you kind of
just
pull?
No, I kind of just
Yeah. So typically we switch their food slowly. So that might have been one reason why.
He really didn't like the other food. So.
Oh, right. You had to just stop. Right, exactly. Well, the fact that that they're eating is also most important. So. That's why we always talk and work with that. So, so I think that sounds like it's going great, actually. So 2 weeks, no vomiting. Vomited once today, but I would give it the full course of the 8 to 12 weeks before we start talking about other, diagnostics and treatments that we can do for him. But, that 2 weeks without vomiting, when he was vomiting like every other day.
Right.
That sounds great. And this would be the easiest thing that we could do. So... Yeah, I would keep going. You guys are doing great. Okay. So, and you're so compliant, and that was so great. I said, like, buy the food, and you did, and you updated me when he didn't like it.
And I stayed home all day. And that was my job.
Really? You were that
for the delivery. Yeah.
You've been such a good cat mom with him. I commend you here. And so, because these things can be sometimes, like, frustrating or time, because they're very trial and error to work out. So, you know, we just have to stick with it, and I am really hopeful for this. I think
Anything more startling than, like, laying in bed and you hear a cat starting to throw up?
It's funny
because when he threw up today, I didn't even hear
it. Yeah, I was surprised he didn't hear it.
Like, you could tell, like, oh, wow. Or, you know, he likes to do it really privately, too, when he throws, like, go somewhere do it.
Right.
Then he feels, like, bad after.
Yeah, I felt so bad because after he went under the bed, he never does that.
Yeah, because I feel so bad for him. They feel crummy. It's kind of like, but he came, but he's doing fine
Yeah,
now.
After I cleaned it up, then he came out. And
yeah.
He loves the smell of bleach.
No.
He loves bleach.
Really? Never we cleaning like that.
When I clean, especially when I clean like the bathroom. The Tilex molded remover.
He's brand specific.
He loves bleach. Yeah,
he gave me
he just loves
of
like a fresh, clean smell. And he loves it. So as soon as I brought that out, he came right out and he was good.
That is funny. As long as he's not licking it.
He just likes to smell it.
Do you think it's the smell or do you think it's like the squirt? Maybe the
smell? No, it's the smell.
Okay, just kidding.
It's absolutely the smell.
He loves it.
Wow.
Everything you're doing, it come and just sit there.
He just sniffs, rolls around.
Wow.
Yeah, as if
it's
that in plastic bags. And then plastic bags.
So he carefully doesn't step in it. And then lick his paws because it can be caustic.
I got to ask you to that. Yeah, what's the deal with plastic bags?
They sound like so much fun. They said it's the crinkly noise and the texture.
He smells it. He even starts biting on it now. He chews on it. Yeah.
We don't let him ingest anything.
Have a thing for plastic, I found.
You are good cat parents.
You saw what it did to the dolphins.
Yeah, he's obsessed with plastic bags.
Yeah, a lot of cats like it.
Yeah, he's obsessed by
obsessed
plastic.
With them.
Like he just loves it.
Well, as long as he doesn't eat them or ingest them, I mean, I think they're and you know you're watching him with them. Then I think it's good mental stimulation for him. At least he's you know to play with. He's got something to do. Mentally stimulate him.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And it's funny because when we go to her mother's house, we they have a dog, and it's funny because they have a poodle. So the first time we brought Frisky up there, I thought it was going to be while watching the reaction, the interaction between the both of them. You know, they were a little standoffish at first, but they settle in. Like, they're kind of happy to see each other. You know, they don't really play with each other too much.
No,
they
kind of
just respect each other from afar.
Right, exactly.
That's great. I mean, that's being social in itself. A lot of people think, like, you know, to be social, they have to, like, interact. But that's not true. They, you know, a big part of being social is just being able to be around another animal and behave properly. Nicely, you know, so.
Without not being antisocial.
Right.
Well, you know what? With that, I think we're at like the 35-minute mark.
Beautiful. Wow.
And
well, I love it. Thanks for being great guests and great cat owners.
You are
cat parents, frisky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We promised you. we promised hard-hitting. We promised hard-hitting political material, and I think we really came through, guys.
Frisky for president.
We raised the bar.
We'll get you back by the next election cycle. This was great.
This interview was fantastic.
Right.
Hi-yo.
I like it.
You like that, Lisa? You
yeah,
like
I'm it? Taking it.
Zingo. Doggone it.
Oh. I'm here all week.
Hey, try the veal.
Try the veal.
Try the waitress. Tip the veal.
Right, that's what I meant to say.
All right, well, you guys were great, and where can they find you?
Hey, find me at Rob Stapleton 1 on Instagram and at Rob Stapleton on Facebook.
Yay.
And also Twitter.
You wanna plug your social media, or are you like a normal person that doesn't care?
I'm practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. People looking for me.
People, if
the guy who gave me the cat,
right? He wants that cat back. Guys, if Rob Stapleton is in your city, I implore you, go and see Rob Stapleton.
Thank you guys.
He is so damn funny.
Don't trip. But
thank you guys so much. And Lisa, they can find you where?
Dr. Lisa Lippman. That's DrLisaLippman. That's double P as in Peter. If that wasn't clear enough, find me. I'll see you there.
Pee-pee. everything of mine is at Richie Redding. And please share and like and all that other stuff for Pets and Punchlines.
Thank you.
Because it helps, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it helps a lot. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Punchlines is for informational purposes and entertainment value only. None of the content on Pets and Punchlines is intended to constitute third-party veterinary advice or any other third-party professional advice. Content Pets and Punchlines distributes or transmits should not be considered as a substitute for any type of professional veterinary advice. Nothing on Pets and Punchlines is intended to be used as veterinarian's diagnosis, veterinary treatment, or any other veterinary service. It should not be relied upon to affect medical therapy of any vet. Nothing transmitted to or from Pets and Punchlines to replicate a true doctor-patient relationship with yourself and a veterinarian. Your dependence on the content of any information found on or transmitted by Pets and Punchlines is